Hello, this is Janet Gallen welcoming you to another episode of Love Letters Live. And I know that I'm going to learn a lot. I hope you all do too. My guest is Kathleen Unger. And Kathleen, I'm just going to go right to you. You are the founder of Vote Riders.
I am. And Janet, thank you so much for inviting me to your really extraordinary and exquisite offering that you provide to all of us. So this
Well,
is
I know that it's important. I look for people who really have something to say and add to the world. And I know you do, but I am totally new to Vote Riders. Will you start telling us what it is and what is your goal?
Oh, sure. Okay. Well, so Vote Riders is a 501c3 national nonpartisan nonprofit that was born of my outrage when I saw perfectly eligible voters being prevented from voting for lack of a government-issued photo ID. And I knew a tsunami of disenfranchising ID laws were headed our way. So Vote Riders is the nation's leading organization that's laser focused on undoing the harm caused by voter ID laws and is increasingly the key to casting a ballot that counts, especially in 10 battleground states, and especially for the at-risk voters who may likely be the difference makers in tight races this November and going forward.
Okay, well, I have a couple of questions that you said. First of all, when you were saying a 501c and nonpartisan, I had asked you when I first talked to you and we first met, did you have a particular slate of candidates that you want to see in office? And you said we are nonpartisan. I don't know
Yes.
why that surprised me in an era where we, people on both sides are working very hard to get their person in. So what made you do this nonpartisan and what's the advantage of that?
Janet,
I mean, how did you
I
choose?
am a democracy idealist, a constitutional republic idealist. I believe in representative democracy, and that means all of us
Okay,
need
good
to
for
be a
you.
part of this. The first three words of the Constitution, we the people.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so that means all the people,
Now, how did you
of
come to
course,
how did you
citizens.
I'm
Sorry.
sorry, how did you come to learn? Because I don't want to forget to ask you this. You said you became aware of people who were not being allowed to vote for lack of a government photo
Issue photo
ID.
ID.
Now, I'm 83 years old. I've been voting for a long time. I've never been asked for a photo.
Well, because
Where did this happen and how did you learn about it?
voter ID laws are in 38 states.
And each state is responsible for its own laws.
Under the Constitution, the states are in charge of elections, and these voter ID laws are different in every state.
Okay, thank you for explaining.
Just to make sure that everybody knows that, voters already need to verify their citizenship on identity when they register to vote.
Yes,
So
yes.
ID laws create an even higher bar. I founded Vote Riders in early 2012, and I did so having seen that in the 2010 election, there were a lot of candidates who won who were touting the importance of voter ID laws. So I've been, just a little background, I'm a lawyer, I have an MBA, I in 2002, my passion became election protection.
Oh, good
And I
for
was
you.
doing a lot of volunteer work. I'm still a 24/7 volunteer for terrific organizations. So I was attuned to what was going on in that area, and therefore that's why I picked up what was going on in the 2010 landslide. And I knew that the existing organizations, which then and are just terrific, It wasn't even within the penumbra of what they do to help people to make sure that they have the right ID. These other organizations focus on litigation and advocacy. Vote Riders was laser focused on voter ID education and free assistance. So we help people to obtain all the required documents that
I
they need
see.
in order to get the ID. We cover the cost of it. We arrange for and pay for the cost of transportation to and from the ID issuing offices. These laws are incredibly complicated. So, those of
The
us,
laws that are preventing them from voting.
those of us who, frankly, for the most part, who have a current driver's license in our state, this is not an issue for us. It's the literally tens of millions of voting age Americans who don't have that kind of ID. And who are these folks? They are, primarily they're first time voters, think, youth and students. They are infrequent voters. They are first time voters at a precinct, so that people who move around. They are voters of color. Janet, Vote Riders recently engaged in a national voter ID research, the first in almost 20 years, which shows that over 34 and a half million voting age Americans do not have an unexpired driver's license or state ID with their current address and name. Literally, almost 35 million voters
Okay,
are
so
in this predicament.
I'm so overwhelmed by the scope of what you do. I noticed that behind you, I see the vote riders, and the ID in the riders is in red to stress voter ID. So
Correct.
your focus is that people should be able to vote and get the necessary acceptable identification to let them vote, right?
Correct,
Now,
correct. And so
and that's
if,
different from state to state.
yes, absolutely.
How do
And
you go about finding these people?
let me just bring up, so again, as I mentioned, there are 38 states with voter ID laws, but every state, including California, where both of us live and which doesn't have a state voter ID law, every state is filled with confused voters. Our research results also showed that, for instance, 55% of voters who live in strict photo ID states have no idea that they need this ID. I mean, and it just 56% who across the board don't know if they need ID to vote by mail. It's becoming an
But
increasing.
how do you get in touch with these people? How do you find out who they are? And how do you
Okay.
get in touch with them?
Lots of ways. First of all, I'm thrilled to report that we have now over 12,000
Oh,
volunteers,
my
and we
goodness.
work with 22 partner organizations. Now, these partner organizations are primarily of two types, both democracy organizations and direct service providers. So the direct service providers that can be anything from shelters and food pantries to libraries to schools to employment-focused organizations and housing-focused organizations and healthcare-focused organizations. An interesting aspect of our focus on ID is that the fact is that a lot of people who have life challenges need ID for other aspects of their
Oh,
life.
sure. You walk into a
Okay.
medical facility now, you need, yes.
You think about that. Oh, I mean, Janet, we have helped voters who have been diagnosed with third and fourth stage cancer, who want to be able to go to their doctor to get treatment. The doctor, of course, wants labs. The laboratory won't accept them without, essentially a government-issued photo ID.
So that
So,
you're covering a lot more ground than just voting here.
Exactly. So, coming back to these partner organizations, they are very happy to work with us because their constituents,
Oh,
their
interesting.
clients, need ID for their lives, okay? And then we help them get the ID, and then we make sure that they know, how to register to vote and where the polling place is and what the dates are, to make sure they do this all in time. And so.
So when all is said and done, you not only have this huge philosophy that's lovely, but you have to get in touch with every individual person somehow. Person
So.
to person to say, I know you don't have an ID to vote. Let's get you one.
Right. So we access voters who need help both directly. I mean, they're calling us. We do a lot of communications to it's so important for us to increase the awareness of the populace about ID. So we engage in a lot of that, but also through our partner organizations. We have partner toolkits. We have all kinds of ways that we work with them. Again, we focus just on the ID part. And so as such, we are of service to, we are a value add to everybody else.
Oh, that's
They
wonderful. I see
have
that.
their own agenda. That's fine. We just bring this extra bit and it helps everybody.
And you let people, like when you call one of the partner organizations, you call the labs, you let them know that this is what you do and it will help them also.
Right. And obviously, again, we do this on a nonpartisan basis. And, it's just so one of the ways, for instance, we will find out about the voters who need help is through something called an open records request. And we have among our volunteers, we work with the pro bono practice of many law firms, including at least seven of the biggest law firms globally in the world. Okay. And so these pro bono lawyers will reach out to the Secretary of State of, I'll give you an example.
Please.
In 2022, in Texas, in the primary election, about 25,000 ballots were or and requests for absentee ballots were re rejected because under the latest version of the Texas election law, you had to provide identification in connection with your absentee ballot. These people hadn't done that. Through an open records request, we received from the Secretary of State's office the contact information for the people whose ballots had been rejected. And we then, through our, we have lots of volunteer activities. And so, through letter writing and text banking, et cetera, we reach out to them. And as a result, 92% of the people whom we had contacted through our letter writing, 87% of those whom we contacted through text banking were able to cast a ballot that counted in the general election. Their ballot had been rejected in the primary. They actually
Oh,
now
how
were able
wonderful.
to
So
cast a ballot in the general election.
I've had my absentee ballot, I guess, since the start of the pandemic. So I don't remember what the process is. But when you request an absentee ballot, you don't have to go physically to an office or an election center, do you?
Again, every state's law is different. Okay.
How do you show them your ID? You can
So,
email it to them, but not everybody has a computer. Yeah.
exactly. And so when you think back to the pandemic and everybody's, at home, how many people have a printer in their home, okay, where they can
Exactly.
make a photocopy of their ID? Because
Right.
there are many states where an increasing number where they ask for, if you're either requesting a mail-in ballot or with your mail-in ballot, you have to provide a photocopy of your ID.
Yes. And by the way, a photocopy of your ID, that's not hard to forge. I mean, I shouldn't say that, but
You know, that is not.
will they make you come in sometime with the actual driver's license or the
When in that occurs when someone actually votes by a provisional ballot. So in a state where there's a strict requirement for an ID to vote, say, at the polls, okay? And you don't have the ID, either you don't have it yet or you left it at home or something or other. You can vote by provisional ballot, and that provisional ballot is set aside. And again, each state's law is different. In some states, within 24 hours, in some states, within 6 days, you have to show up at the
I
clerk's
understand that. Yeah,
office
right.
with your ID in order for that provisional ballot to count.
This is so complicated what you do. I want to say that for those of you listening, I did this. What a wonderful birthday gift at any time in life would be a donation to Vote Riders to
Thank you.
help the country run more smoothly.
Thank you.
What a wonderful thing. When you have somebody who's celebrating a birthday and they don't need another purse or a scarf,
Yes.
we all need voter safety.
Right, exactly. And it's becoming increasing. I mean, so obviously this November election is at numero uno, but going forward, these laws are, I mean, so since 2020 alone, 18 states have passed new or stricter voter ID laws. So many of the people who are going to be voting in this presidential election, they don't know that there's a new ID law in town. Okay,
Oh, and
that
they get an ugly surprise when they try to vote.
right. So,
Well, you're under huge pressure right now. After this election, there'll be a lull in the urgency, I guess. You'll be able to keep working in a more relaxed manner.
We are a 365 operation, okay?
Right. Figured, yes.
Because number one, there are, first of all, yes, there's the election on November 5. Likely in various jurisdictions, there will be runoffs,
Oh yes,
okay?
of course,
So
there's
it
the local
continues,
elections.
right? Then in 2025, as there is in every odd number year, there are thousands of
Of course,
elections,
yes.
okay? They're not federal elections, but
Right.
there are a handful of important state elections, and then there are special elections, and then there are municipal elections and
Sure, of course. I didn't think of, yeah, obviously, that's so true. So are there people standing in your way who are fighting you actively?
well, those who
I mean groups,
insist that there's voter fraud, which study after study after study shows
Right.
is not reality, okay? It's never been shown to it's infinitesimal.
Right.
And let's be clear, okay? A voter ID is designed to prevent voter impersonation, okay? I mean, there's a study shows that from the literally over 1 billion votes cast between 2000 and 2014, there were 31 claims of voter impersonation, a number of which likely are a result of clerical error or the voters innocently thinking that they had, the right. Anyway, and these laws are becoming more onerous. So the newest version is requiring documentary proof of citizenship to register to vote.
And that
Okay.
would be a birth certificate in some cases, in many
A
cases.
birth certificate, a current passport,
Sure.
a
Oh.
A certificate of nationalization, a naturalization, a certificate of citizenship.
So your work's never going to end. I mean, you're going to need to do this forever, just keep things safe.
I mean, yes, because that's the direction it's
Right.
absolutely it's going in. So it's true.
So you said now, right now we're facing an election that is very anxiety producing. And I know I'm supposed to not, take a side here, but whatever side people are on, everybody's a nervous wreck. I shouldn't
Yes.
say everybody, that's ridiculous, but there's a lot of discomfort going around for sure.
Yes, and if I may just butt in and say, action is the antidote to anxiety,
Okay,
folks. So,
I was going to try to get you to say that.
thank
Yes.
you.
You said that right away. And that is, well, it's true and it's important. So when you're feeling anxious or that things aren't going to go right or you're concerned and concerned and concerned, right, that anxiety can be conquered by action.
Yes. People keep pointing out to us how thrilled, and I'm talking about volunteers, how thrilled they are because what Vote Riders does is something very concrete. Okay.
Right.
You know, there's something that you can do where you know this is likely someone who this is going to make a difference. Certainly, with regard to voting,
Right.
and very likely in other important aspects of their lives. And
Yes. So
so,
you kind of got this each one reach one for life. If everyone who helps you gets to help one person
yeah.
get the identification or whatever requirements they need to vote, we've
Yes.
done something remarkable.
Yes, it is so fantastic. And so, Vote Riders is VOTERIDERS.org. And
Yes.
if you go to VoteRiders.org, in the toolbar, you can click on volunteer, and then
Oh.
you can access different ways of volunteering. And of course, also, because I'm sure that your audience is global, but in the US, if you go to voteriders.org, there's an interactive color-coded map right there on the home page, and go to your state and see
Oh, excellent.
what are the ID requirements in your state to vote in person, to vote by mail.
So, how did you come up? When I first saw Vote Riders, the first thing that occurred to me was going to different states and getting in the car and taking people to the polls
Yes.
and really having to do with, vehicular help. So, how did you come up with the name Riders?
Thank you. Thank you for asking. I named it after Freedom Riders.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Going back to I provided you with a photo of myself with John Lewis,
Yes.
and
Yes.
who
Okay.
is very important to the civil rights movement and the right to vote for certainly Black voters and voters of color, and continues to be
Or voters who
so
didn't have
important.
the education to help them do what they have to do. But you just said something perfect because, I am basically about the power of written love letters, which really has a huge, subset of almost everything. And you're doing something historically really important. You're doing something historically important. And I want to ask you, who gets your love letter today? And I'm sure you know this. I know this. People do not throw them away. A handwritten letter is worth gold and will stay in your archives and will be found later, generations later. And they are an actually trustable part of history. When you see a report of a history of anybody done in letters, it's the truth. It's not somebody supposing, and it's documented history. Who would get your love letter today? Well, I mean, you write one and you put it in an envelope and stamp it and mail it.
I would send my letter to my oldest, as in long-term friend, His
And
name
why?
is Helene. And the reason is that I, when we were kids and through our teenage years, we lived like a half a block and from each other. And I spent a lot of time at her and her family's home. And it was Helene and really her dad who I think awakened in me the view of America from a frankly a political perspective. And that has stayed with me ever since, and obviously this manifestation on which I again devote 24/7 and have done so since really probably almost 14 years
So what would you
is
kind of
that's my present day manifestation of the important and loving and a thoughtful dialogue that
So when you write that letter, specifics are important to any good letter. And so you will say all those exact things.
Of course.
Okay, I mean that's really important. And I find that when people get letters such as this that have specific remembrances,
Yes.
the response is usually, I didn't know that you remembered that. I didn't know that you knew that. It's triple the gift. So you let people know that you not only heard and you remember, but that you've put it into action. And
Yes.
maybe it would be nice. I mean, I know I'm not supposed to be bossy about love letters, but maybe it would be nice, you say what you think, to really include the manifestation. In other words, what you actually have ended up doing to get people to be able to vote. Just make it like a loving historical document
Yes.
in a way. People won't read more than a page as a rule, but do you think it would be a good idea to send a copy to the offices of vote writers or wherever your main office and stick it in an archive or stick it in a folder? What do
And
you think?
that's a very interesting thought. I will let me think on that. Let me think
Okay.
on that. I in all honesty, Janet, tend to focus on focus outwardly when it comes to vote riders. It is n definitely not about me. It is, I
Oh.
mean, granted, it I generated this, no question about it, and
Have
as
to
you can
be
see, I'm
about
still
you.
very involved, and so I deeply care about it, but
Well, but can't you say something like, and here's the manifestation of this is what Vote Riders has been doing, and Vote Riders, not about you, but whatever you think you can do. Thank you for doing this with me. I have certainly learned a lot. I didn't know any of this. I'm very grateful to have learned something here. Thank
oh, well,
you.
I'm very grateful that you would engage in this conversation and share it with
Well,
all
when
of
I first
your
heard about it,
fans.
first of all, I was kind of surprised that there's something so huge I didn't know about. And, especially today.
Yeah.
And how important this is. Yes.
That
Okay.
there's a Joshua Douglas is a professor of law at the University of Kentucky who wrote a book and he devoted a chapter to vote riders with the title of something to the effect of the most important democracy organization you'd
Oh,
never heard of. So,
yeah,
to your
exactly right.
point.
So yes, I'm hoping more and more people. And
Yes.
they told us in grammar, I remember this, like third grade, voting is your duty and your privilege. And that sure made sense. And they stressed all through life that your voice counts.
Absolutely,
And so
absolutely.
what?
The genesis of Vote Riders really is about citizen helping citizen.
Okay.
Janet, we have the power to actually help people to make sure that they have the ID that they need and the confidence that they do, so they're not going to be intimidated by all this, okay? We haven't given our power over to the courts, and we haven't given our power over to legislatures and governors. We can do this. And so that's
Thank
If
you.
anybody's interested in helping, that would be grand.
Well, thank you for all that you've taught and all that you said. I appreciate it a lot. And we'll be in touch.
Thank you. Thank you very kindly. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Bye. Oh, with you. Good luck to you for all of us. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
We want to say, please help Kathleen help us, right?
Yes. Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.